Invasive species found on boats can infect the pristine waters of the West, and Idaho State Department of Agriculture's Nick Serflew talks about the process that interstate agencies use to prevent infections.
It's a great story, really. Really a collaborative story. This was a recently purchased commercially hauled sailboat out of the Great Lakes, Lake Erie, sold through a third-party broker and got put on a commercially hauled truck, headed to Idaho, Coeur d'Alene Lake, Idaho. First intercepted in Montana, inspection stations have been doing great work this year. Great inspectors, they saw mussels. And of course, one of the things that we do in the West is when we find something and they're not destined to our state, we always try to make sure to follow up with that destination state to let them know that this boat may be headed to or through your state and make sure that we're all aware. And so they did, and it was actually inspected at a couple of stations in Montana because it was on I-90 headed west. So there's a couple of places in there, depending on where you enter the state, that you may encounter a boat inspection station. And when we get that information here in Idaho, we always try to follow up with our Idaho stations, our inspectors, to make sure that they're aware that the boat may be headed through their area and what they should be expecting. Nonetheless, they performed a high-risk inspection on that watercraft. They found mussels as well.
What's the old saying, an ounce of prevention? I'm David Sparks, proud to be producing this program in association with the Ag Information Network.